Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. I remember there was one time I was speaking with a woman who considered herself a Christian, and she said, "But Jesus isn't God, he's the Son of God." Okay? She denied the divinity of Jesus Christ. And this is really the same error that the Arians had in the first centuries of the church. And in dealing with that error, the denial of the divinity of Christ, the fathers of the church would cite from St. John's Gospel, chapter 5, the one we read today, and where our Lord is very clear that he is the Son of God, equal to the Father, and that this is in fact precisely how the Jews understood him. And so St. Augustine would say, the Jews understood what the Arians don't. Okay, namely, that Jesus is God, divine person, equal to the Father. And this is what our Lord is teaching them. This is precisely what he is trying to get across. Why? So that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Okay, can you imagine how that sounded to the Jews of his time? He's saying, you are to honor me just as you honor the Father. And in fact, this is what the blind man did who was healed by our Lord when he came out and he worshiped our Lord. And our Lord doesn't correct him. And our Lord then goes on to explain that this is saving faith. Okay, whoever believes this will have eternal life and will not come to condemnation. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word, that is my teaching regarding my own divinity, and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life, spiritual death to spiritual life, the state of grace. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Those who are spiritually dead, they will hear his voice, hear his teaching. And those who hear will live. They will be given the grace of faith. They will cooperate with that grace, and they will have sanctifying grace in their souls. But lest we think that faith alone is enough for salvation, our Lord, just a few words later, goes on to say that, no, we also need good deeds, good works. And so he says, do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. This refers to his second coming, when everyone will be raised from the dead. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. All right? So it takes faith and good works to be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.